after the hour. Welcome back to the whole show. Man, it's good to be back. Did you guys have a good... Did any of you take a break, or was it business as usual last week? I had people telling me, like, Brady, where the hell are you, man? We haven't had a podcast from you in, like, 12 days. What's happening? I appreciate that, by the way. But we're back at it. I usually take 2 weeks off a year. 1 week is what I like to call, and this isn't in the sports world, but in the business world, at least for what we do, is dead week. Between Christmas and New Year's, there's not a lot of business happening surrounding the radio station. There are still sports and everything, but I usually take that week off, and then I take some week off in like July when the Rockies are well out of the playoff race and there's nothing to talk about. So I usually take that a week off, like first week of July or something like that, right before, a couple weeks before training camp starts for the Broncos.
I took Christmas off.
Oh, you do celebrate Christmas. Good for you. I thought you celebrated something different.
Yeah, well Broncosmas.
Okay. But how was that holiday for you?
I was going to do some work, but then I didn't.
You put in overtime last week. Of course, terrible.
Not Monday.
Was it Thursday you did, or Friday was? I don't remember. You always put in overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Monday I did go see Spider-Man, so I took a half day.
Don't tell me anything about it. I can see it in your eyes. You're wanting to spoil it.
Spider-Man is in the movie.
Are there Spider-Men? I mean, we all know it, right? We already know it. You can tell me that.
Okay. Big spoiler here.
Okay. Spoiler. But not too big a one.
Tom Holland is in the movie.
He's the Spider-Man. There's two other dudes, the terrible actor and Tobey Maguire, right? He's awful.
No, I don't think Tobey Maguire is a bad actor.
Terrible actor.
I didn't think he was the best Spider-Man.
He was the worst Spider-Man, and then the third one, he was so bad that it was, like, comical.
That was a bad movie.
Why are we talking? I do want to see that movie, though. But Tobey Maguire was in it, right?
It'll be on Disney Plus in, like, 3 months.
3 months? All right, there we go.
Something like that.
Well, I'll give you my up-to-date review in about 3 months. So it was good to take off. I loved it, you know, getting to spend the time with my kid. Very difficult to leave today, I'll tell you that. Bonding with the little one is a great thing. I'm definitely a family guy, definitely into hanging out with my family any chance I get. So last week was fantastic. Hope you guys had a good New Year. I always have these grand... Now, I don't go out. I don't party or do any of that stuff. But I always have these like, oh, I'm going to stay up and watch the Twilight Zone marathon until midnight. I watch like one episode and I'm just kind of like, I like this show, but I'm not in like with this show. And so then I flip over because it's Hannah Montana and Pete Carell or whatever his name is. They did their Saturday night or their New Year's special, or Miley Cyrus. I'm sorry, she changed her name or whatever. I mean, I tune in for like 5 minutes and it's Pete O'Donnell telling terrible, terrible jokes, singing terrible songs. And then Hannah Montana telling terrible jokes, singing terrible songs. Their dresses are falling off of them. It's a local network, by the way, singing crappy music. And it's like, why? What? No, I'm done. No, I'm not doing this. Have you ever watched any of those New Year's specials?
I have never watched those, and I haven't watched a Super Bowl halftime show since Super Bowl 33.
That didn't have anything to do with New Year's specials.
Well, it's basically the same thing.
You're going way too forward.
It's popular music crap for people who don't care about sports.
Well, yeah, but I don't expect the New Year's Eve crowd to care about sports either. But I'm just, it's weird to me. Like, I don't understand. I'd rather just, with me personally, like, New Year's things are fine. But it's like, what was it? Just them running around trying to do Saturday Night Live, but not kind of? I'm not sure. Don't know.
What's the point of watching the ball drop? It's the same thing every year. Just
it's
watch
a
the clock
symbol.
At the end.
It's a symbol of a new beginning kind of deal. I'm guessing you're not a big New Year's resolution guy.
No, I never have been. Look, if you're going to make a resolution.
Are you like trying to. Michael, Mysterious says, Michael just likes to hear himself talk. I think he's right on that.
No, I'm serious. Like, if you're resolving to quit smoking, don't wait for January 1st. Just quit smoking now.
That's called cold turkey. Not a lot of people can do that. Maybe they're easing into it in December.
Well,
and then they started in January 1.
I don't wait for January 1. Just do it.
I don't, like, have an issue with people having New Year's resolutions, I don't have an issue with that. It's fine. I kind of do. They're not really resolutions. Like, they're just things I want to work on, do more, be better at, things like that. But it's not, you can make them in June if you want to. Eastside Chris, Brady grew up with the Broncos, 10 straight seasons below 500. You grew up with the Broncos. Okay, I thought you were saying that now. I was like doing the math. What was it? 5 losing seasons in a row, 6 playoffless seasons in a row for us now. Brady, hope 2022 is good for you. Eisenfella, you got to fill in for you. yeah, we did. Rich, we carry the Rich Eisen show later in the afternoon here on KFKA, and we plugged that in during my time slot last week. Mysterio, we need a guy like Kevin Costner from the movie Draft Day to change the program around. We just need Kevin Costner. Just bring Kevin Costner in here for the Broncos. This is just get somebody like that. Listen, I like George Payton. I think George Payton is going to work out. I think he will take a huge step back if he hangs on, if he plays this thing out with Vic Fangio and Pat Shurmur. Because, are you confident? Like, I mean, let's play it out. Vic and Pat are back next year. Does Aaron Rodgers want to come to Denver? Let's say perfect world, and I know it's still rare that he might be here, whatever. He gets to kind of, I'm guessing there was a deal between Rodgers and the Packers that more or less said, hey, yeah, you'll get to control where you go, for the most part. Why would Rodgers come to Denver? I'm asking, because you just signed Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick to long-term deals? They haven't been amazing really since they signed those contracts. I mean, Sutton had 3 catches for 60 yards. He's finally got a quarterback that's willing to throw it past 10 yards. That's where Sutton's going to get. He's going to get his yards. But is this offensive line, who I think they for the most part have been solid, but they've been struggling over the last few weeks. Javonte Williams, okay, does that move the needle for you, Aaron Rodgers? I don't see it. If Vic Fangio is there. Now, if you go get a young and up-and-coming offensive-minded coordinator that maybe can connect with a guy like that, then sure. But there's no reason for a guy like Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers to look at the Broncos right now and say, yeah, they're a quarterback away. Maybe they are roster-wise, but even at 7-9, could a good quarterback come in and get you 2 to 3. I mean, if Russell Wilson was in place instead of Teddy Bridgewater all season, is it reversed at least? Are you 9-7? You could make the case for that. But I also don't trust this coaching staff. I don't trust Pat Shurmur to call the correct offensive plays. I trust Vic Fangio on defense. But that's it. I do not trust. And this whole idea that Zach brought up in the last hour was that, hey, they go to Vic and they say, hey, your decision-making is bad. You just kind of run the defense, and at the end of the day, you're still the head coach, but, you know, in-game decisions and stuff like that, that's good. Then what are you doing? And do players respect that? Would a player respect Vic Fangio if you're the head coach, but they've taken some of your responsibilities away? Does that seem like a good thing to do? I can't see it. I can't imagine. Dixon. Oh, man. So you're after George Payton already. He hasn't even been here long enough for you to hate him. And he hasn't even destroyed the Chiefs yet. Brady, what had Payton done that you like so much? He brought in retread Teddy, gave Fawn his full contract only to pay him to play for somebody else, signed 2 average receivers to big new deals, passed on a QB when it was the biggest need, and there were 2 options available. And he hasn't fired Vic and Shurmur yet. Well, Javonte Williams for one. Love the Javonte Williams move. I'm still of the mindset that the Patrick Surtain pick was just fine. I told you guys at the beginning of that draft that if the names Micah Parsons, Patrick Surtain, or Justin Fields were selected by the Broncos, if one of those names were selected, I was not going to complain, and I stand by that. So I liked the Patrick Surtain pick. I liked the Javonte Williams pick. On that side of it. No, I mean, the Von Miller thing didn't work out. they thought they might still have a chance to be competitive. They really did. We didn't know that at the time, but we thought maybe they believed that they were going to be competitive still. So they moved on from Vaughn, and they ended up getting, you know, in return, Kenny Young, who was out last week, but Kenny Young might be a long-term Bronco. He might re-sign with Denver. They end up replacing Vaughn with him, and Vaughn wasn't really helping with Denver. So, yes, I know that they paid him to go elsewhere, but I felt like the exchange, at least given where the Broncos were this season, really didn't cost them much. And bringing Kenny Young in, I mean, he is more of a chance to be a long-term Bronco than Vaughn did this year. Vaughn would have had to go out and 16, 18 sacks for them to decide to bring him back next season. And even then, that would have been tough. So you looked at it and said, okay, he's not really helping us right now. Our interior spot is weak because we lost both of our guys, Josie Jewell and Alexander Johnson, at the beginning of the season. So you got to get better there. So I liked those moves. Listen, the Courtland Sutton, Tim Patrick thing is still yet to be determined because Teddy Bridgewater's the one throwing to him for the most part. Give me a quarterback like Drew Lock that can get the ball down the field, that will throw the ball down the field. I mean, Tim Patrick had a touchdown last week. Courtland Sutton's 40 yards shy of a 100-yard game this week. So I'm not going to hold those two signs against him yet until I see a real quarterback throw it to him. Teddy is, I'll say this, if George Payton allows Teddy Bridgewater to be the starting quarterback next week or a quarterback similar to him, then I will really question this, because why did you sign these two receivers that you think can be dynamic if you're only going to have a quarterback in play that's not going to push the ball down the field? Doesn't make any sense. So why do that? Over under, how many Broncos shed their jersey and pads and leave? That's a rare thing. Have you ever seen that happen? Antonio Brown. Now, the story we're getting from Ian Rapoport is that Antonio Brown he suited up. He's wearing his shoulder pads. He's ready to play. They tell him he has to go in and play, but he says he wasn't ready. His ankle was still bothering him from an ankle injury. And so they said, if you're not going to come play, they get on an altercation, then you're done. Antonio Brown takes his uniform off and away he goes. And in a weird fashion. I mean, I think most people watching thought that there was a streaker out on the field. I've never seen anything quite like that. I want to get into that story. I do. I think that's going to be a Tuesday story, because I think that there's a lot of discussion about his mental health. And you get some people saying, you know, hey, it's the NFL's fault for not making sure he gets more help before just giving him more money. They're part of the problem. You don't know that. Stop speaking out of your blank. You don't know that these players in the NFL, like Tom Brady and Bruce Arians, you don't know that. How do you know that they're not trying to help him mentally? Clearly, he has some demons, and I have no idea what kind. But don't speak on it. You have no idea if players were trying to help him or not. If the NFL brotherhood has been helping him at this point. Well, Kenny Swamy, but he had already played in the game. What do you mean? Well, no, he's claiming his ankle hurt at that point. So did he retweak it? Whatever. Dixon, at the time of the Sertan pick, they were loaded for bear at cornerback. They needed to throw darts at a first-round QB to try and find that guy. Jones could have been that guy. They weren't. You say loaded for bear, like those guys were going to be here for the next few years. I think both guys on that depth chart at corner, which Patrick Surtain is the best cornerback on this team, but Ronald Darby and Kyle Fuller are not. Are both of them free agents next year? I know that Callahan's a free agent next year. One of those guys, Ronald Darby or Kyle Fuller, is a free agent. So you're taking a rookie that you hope can learn from two of those really stud corners, and then by the time they're gone, he takes over and he's your number one next year. He's been better than advertised. Plus, Bryce Callahan was hurt most of his career with Denver, I would say. And Kyle and one of Darby, Fuller, or both are going to be free agents next year. So I applaud that pick. That pick, to me, was a good pick. And I don't fault George Payton if he doesn't take a quarterback this year either, because the quarterbacks are not this isn't a great class for that. So what do you do? What are going to be the what are the options going to be next year? We'll talk about that. Before we do that, though, my game of the week is coming up. It's on Wednesday. I was going to do a couple college games, but you never know. So I'm going to go Nuggets Jazz for my game of the week. There it is. And I don't know where the Nuggets are going to be at this point. They are so depleted. They got three wins in a row somehow, some way. Facu Campazzo was absolutely tremendous the other night in that win over Houston. When I was like, they could lose this game easily, and I'm not going to be mad because they're getting left and right news that this guy's out, this guy's out, this guy's out. Joker did his thing, you know, nice game, 24 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists. But it was Facundo Campazzo that had a huge game, 22 points, 12 assists, 5 steals, 2 blocks. His plus-minus was plus 19. Facu was a candidate for my whole show, Player of the Week, presented by Red Wing Shoes. He was a candidate. Here's why.
Behind the back wraparound for Campazzo, just putting on a show.
Here's the thing. If you're going to get back in this ballgame, your defense has to turn into offense.
Campazzo's third three.
Too much Campazzo there. Hey, look, he's feeling it right now.
Up by 23, a little hezzy there by Campazzo, then whirls and scores.
What hasn't he done, man? This guy right here.
Tate, nowhere to go. Throws it away. Here comes that Campazzo guy. Man. 20. He's got 20 points on 8 shots.
All over the place tonight.
Green snakes down the baseline, and
who else?
There's another steal for Campazzo. Jermichael Green, the run out, assist number 12.
That was sensational. That was a hell of a performance by Facu Campazzo. 7 of 11. 3 for 5 from the three-point line. I don't expect him to do that on a nightly basis at all, but it was nice to get the helping hand when Denver so desperately needed it. They're sitting at 18 and 16. This is about where I thought they would be at this stage. I had no grandioso dreams of this team being a top 2 or 3 West team in the West without Jamal Murray. And then Michael Porter Jr. goes down. So the fact that they're sitting at 18 and 16 and they're holding on to number 5, they're at 5th right now. I shouldn't say holding on. That's ever changing. Is kind of a little bit miraculous. Other than the Joker, this team has not been good overall. So when you could string together some winning streaks, hey, I'll take it. They got Dallas tonight. Denver's sitting at 5th right now behind Memphis. And, I think that if they can just maintain, stay above water, who knows? Maybe this team could crack in there. Now, my game of the week is Denver-Utah. Utah's a contender. It's just, I always like that matchup, especially after the bubble. It's going to be a good one. And in fact, I got a pair of tickets to that game. If you'd like to go, here's the deal. I need your first and last name and an email address, and we'll send it through Ticketmaster. First and last name. That game is Wednesday, I believe. Denver getting set to take on the Utah Jazz. Let's go caller number 6 on the First Advantage hotline. Caller number 6, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. Caller number 6, I got a pair of tickets for you to go see the Nuggets and the Jazz. Donovan Mitchell and company go at it on Wednesday. Heck of an opportunity to start off the new year the right way. Maybe there's your resolution, huh? Let's circle this back. There's your resolution to go to more Nuggets games. We're giving you a free opportunity. Caller 6-970-353-1310. We'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
They run Cookshausen off the baseline screen. 3 ball up and good for Drew Cookshausen, executed to perfection. Cookshausen, hand in his face, ring it up again. Drew Cookshausen's got another one. 21-12, Coors. Kicks it back out to Cuxhausen. Three ball, quick release. Bingo! Drew Cuxhausen has another one. 4 of 7 from long range. Cuxhausen, open three. Ring it up for Drew Cuxhausen. And he's got his 6th 3 of the game. He's got 22 for the Bears. Cuxhausen has it again. Make it rain! Drew Cuxhausen knocks it down again. Back-to-back threes by Cuxhausen. Pushes the lead back to 9. He's got 7 triples on the night. 25.
What a game for Drew Cuxhausen for the UNC Bears, beating up on Southern Utah. By the way, there's Jason Alvin on the call, filling in for Jerry Schimmel on Saturday, which you heard right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. This was a huge one, guys. Southern Utah had won 20 straight home games. They were picked to be the returning regular season Big Sky Conference champ. And the Bears went into town and beat the Thunderbirds 91-81. Now, I said Faku Campazzo was a candidate for my first whole show player of the week of the 2022 year. Thanks again for Red Wing Shoes in Greeley and Johnstown. I got my Red Wing boots on right now, actually, for sponsoring this segment each and every week. My player of the week is Drew Cuxhausen. No question about it, man. The way I do this, guys, is I do this based on teams that I cover and that we follow throughout Northern Colorado and the state of Colorado. So, yeah, you could easily throw a Nikola Jokic right in the mix with a David Roddy or a Bodie Hume. Obviously, NBA players, you can say they're playing at the highest level. I'm also going to judge it based on games, too. You know, if you go into a place that's won 20 straight home games and you beat them, this team's supposed to be the top dog in the Big Sky. The Bears are now 3-0 in the Big Sky Conference. I'm going to reward that. Bodie Hume was right there in the thick of it. He had 20 points, 9 boards. He's starting to cook again. Matt Johnson was sensational. It went from 3-point land, 4 of 9. Dalen Kuntz, just a measly 18 points. He's been good all year, man. This is a fun team to watch. When they are shooting like that, go to a game. Go see the UNC Bears in action. You absolutely should. Bodie Hume, 5 for 11 from 3-point line. Johnson, 4 of 9. Cuxhausen, 7 of 14. And Kuntz threw one in as well. They were 17 of 41. Smiley said in the pregame, hey, if we see an opening, we're going to let it fly. It's a fun team to watch. Great coaching staff. Solid-of-the-earth players. Energetic, exciting. This is the team that was up 13 with 4 minutes left against number 20 in the country in Colorado State. This Bears team's scary. Be fun to watch them in the conference throughout the season. Texter here from Chris in Fort Fun. Here's my theory. Peyton skipped drafting a quarterback last year, not because there was one he liked, but because he didn't want to bring in a rookie and have Fangio and Shurmur in charge of his development. Mac Jones is who he is because of Belichick and McDaniels. It's exactly right. A lot of people just throwing out this, well, if Mac Jones comes over here, he does the same thing. Garbage. Because Mac Jones is going to be running read options and wide receiver Philly specials, wide receiver throwbacks, whatever the hell that is. We're going to be running goofy stuff that Mac Jones has probably never seen in his life because they don't know how to develop a quarterback. Vic Fangio's a defensive guy. Remember that report I told you guys about that he wasn't even over watching the quarterbacks a couple of days during training camp, even though they're in this huge, gigantic 50-50 competition? Don't you think you should be watching that competition every single day? He was over watching the defense. He's a defensive guy. He's not a head coach. And now, is there some weird scenario where you ask Vic Fangio to step down and stay on as defensive coordinator? That doesn't work, right? I don't see how that works. It just can't. Not now. I mean, people floated the idea around of, oh, bring Kyle Shanahan years ago. Bring Kyle Shanahan in as the head coach, and then Mike Shanahan comes back as his offensive coordinator. That seemed more realistic than this. You're not going to ask a guy that was just named head coach a couple of years ago to step down and stay, and then somebody else comes in. It just doesn't work like that. I mean, if that would work, I would sign off on it, but it just seems so out of the box. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Before we break, I'm going to tell you guys about On the Rocks Liquor. And this place, we've done remotes there over the years. We've had so much fun there. They do their game beers of the week with us. They have their free wine and beer tastings going on all the time. This one's from Left Hand Brewing in Longmont. S'mores Milk Stout. Kind of perfect for the weather we've been having for these last few days. Pick up selections from them or any of your other favorite adult beverages. You can try, again, at On the Rocks Liquor. They have their free Saturday tastings. This Saturday they got one. Normally they do them Fridays. They got one this Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Would you like to see the Broncos draft a quarterback in the first round or get aggressive? I said Power to Play. Excuse me. Method Flow Products poll question of the day. We said that for a while. Or go all in on a guy like Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. Meaning I'm trading three draft first round picks. A second-round pick and maybe a player. That's what it's going to cost. And Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers aren't exactly spring chickens anymore. So think about that. Which one would you rather? 33 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Thirty-eight minutes after the hour, welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Our First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Shout out to my guys over at Rev Chiropractic. I didn't go last week. It's my first week I hadn't gone in a while. And you know what's cool about it? I'm not feeling that bad. I'm not feeling that bad because I do go regularly. They do keep me up to speed. But I know I got to get in this week, so I'm going in on Wednesday. And listen, it's not one of those, hey, come in and crack and you're good. You feel some relief and you're good. Here's the thing. If you have some back pain just because you fell on the ice or you were playing basketball for the first time in 10 years and you're hurting, fine. That's probably going to be the place for you. But if you are struggling with back pain, with just pain in general, knees, arms, elbows, shoulders, neck, and it's just not going away and it's getting worse or it's just you're living with it, these are the guys to see. Dr. Tyler Terry and Dr. Haley Harada, Rev Chiropractic. They sit you down. They give you a full analysis. They go over what your needs are going to be. They ask where it's hurting, what you're dealing with. They give you tips on how to carry yourself and you know, even little things that you wouldn't think of. And they're working with you. Truly warm and understanding people. That's Rev Chiropractic. It's been over a year now since I started going there. They're in Greeley, okay? They're right by Home Depot off of Highway 34 and 35th Avenue. They have worked wonders for myself. I know for Michael Kirkpatrick over there, your back is feeling much better. You seem like you're almost 6 feet now. You're taller, it seems like.
Yeah, I went from 5'7" to 6 feet.
Hey, sign me up. Like, I'll go every day if that's the case. I'd like to pop over the 6 feet mark. That would be fantastic.
I'm the opposite of you. I had to cancel my appointment today.
Like, oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
I got too busy today.
Yeah,
so.
Sometimes, you know what? There we go. Sometimes you get too busy, and they actually have an app that you go on your phone, and you just boop, bop, reschedule instantly. They give you different times you can go. No hassle, no calling in, none of that stuff. It takes you like 5 seconds to reschedule it if you can't make it because 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before, whatever, something comes up, there's no punishments or anything like that. You try to cancel a doctor appointment and it's like, you know, it's third degree, man. You get in trouble for that.
I don't know how to use that app, so I just call them.
There you go. Well, some people don't know how to use simple apps on their cellular devices. It is 2022 now, Michael. It's time to start learning how to use things.
Apps
that are on
your... It's a little too much for me.
Cell phone. You still have a flip phone, don't you?
No, not anymore.
All right, there you go.
I miss it.
41 minutes after the hour, our First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. Our poll question is bumping, and I think this is an interesting one. It's our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Do you think the Broncos should draft a quarterback in the first round, or do they take their chance and go all in? And I say take their chance because Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson aren't exactly spring chickens. And so if you say, hey, we're going to trade three first-round draft picks, another guy, another stud player, maybe a second-round guy, all for Aaron Rodgers, don't you basically say then we have to win the Super Bowl? Because if you're the Packers, what are you looking for? If you're the Packers, you're saying, okay, well, 3 first-round picks, second round pick, and I want a good player. Who is that good player? Well, it's not going to be your rookie. It's not going to be Javonte Williams or Patrick Surtain. Can't go that route. You're going to build around those two guys. Could it be one of the receivers? Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick, Bradley Chubb, Justin Simmons. I mean, those are the names that are going to go into a trade like this because Rodgers or Wilson are at least 4 or 5 games better, and that gets you in the playoffs, and it might make you a contender. But if you make a move like that, your expectations go from, oh, doggone it, Michael wants them to beat the Chiefs in a meaningless Saturday game to they better win the Super Bowl next year because they just mortgaged their entire future. This isn't free agent signing of Peyton Manning. They didn't have to give anything up other than money, which I know the money's a big deal, but these NFL teams find ways to manipulate the salary cap. They all do it. The bigger loss is draft picks and key players. So that being said, are you willing to do that? Mysterious says, how much are those draft picks worth? That's the question, isn't it? That's the age-old question here. Because, I mean, we all agree that the draft can kind of be a crapshoot sometimes, but you have a better chance of, you know, of landing a stud player in the first round as opposed to the later rounds. That's just kind of how it goes. But you could also make the argument that, hey, 3 first-round picks, maybe one of them's good, one of them's average, and one of them's bad. One of them's a bust. You could make that argument, couldn't you? That happens in the NFL all the time. You could make that argument with the Broncos and their draft picks. So, I mean, I think that's interesting. When you play the law of averages over the year, over the years, then you can say, okay, well, and theoretically, if you want to go every three years, they drafted Patrick Surtain last year. I think we can all agree he's great. They drafted Jerry Jeudy the year before. I think we can all agree hasn't lived up to that hype. He's been all right when he's in there, but he is not. He's average at this point. And then the year before that, they drafted Noah Fant, who had a nice game yesterday, but again, kind of more or less average. As opposed to, look at the second rounders. Javonte Williams, great. KJ Hamler, kind of in the same territory as Jeudy. He gets hurt, though. And then Dalton Reisner at number two. Dalton Reisner has turned out to be their sturdy left guard. So you could make the case, really, that, all right, maybe the first rounders aren't that big a deal. So Mysterio asking the question, what's the value like? How much are they worth? Maybe not if you're just looking at the Broncos' recent draft history. But then again, George Payton's better at drafting already, it seems like. I mean, look at the draft picks from you. Dixon asked me earlier, what do I like about George Payton so far? Patrick Surtain, Javonte Williams, Quinn Meinerz, Baron Browning. All players that are making an impact for this team, and they're all rookies. Two guys that are making much more than just an impact for this team. I still think it's rich. It's a lot, man. But this year's draft class isn't necessarily yielding, isn't going to yield, you know, instant guys that we just go, are, you know, hey, these are obvious hits for a quarterback. Not like last year, which is why many people are mad at George Payton, thinking he might have missed the boat here. And here's the other thing about it. You look at the free agent quarterbacks next year. I mean, Big Ben is number one on that list. He's probably not coming back next year. Any of these names grab you? Ryan Fitzpatrick as a starter. Andy Dalton. Nick Foles. Cam Newton. Tyrod Taylor. Jameis Winston. Jacoby Brissett. Teddy. Two gloves. Bridgewater. Marcus Mariota, Joe Flacco, Mitchell Trubisky, Tim Boyle, Blaine Gabbert, Chad Henne. None of those guys move the needle. So here's the thing. I feel like your options are... What are your options? Drew Lock? What are the chances you can get Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson? I still think that's a far-fetched dream. It's a dream. I'm all for examining it. obviously you can trade. There's going to be other quarterbacks maybe you could look at and trade for. But that's the free agent list. That's your 2022 free agents. Nobody moves the needle there as far as a starting caliber quarterback goes. Is your best bet going to be to stick with a guy like Drew Lock? Or do you go to the unknown and draft a quarterback in the first round in a very non-sexy quarterback draft class? Or do you have the bravery, the boldness to toss out all those draft picks, maybe a couple of players, and put all of your chips in the middle and say that we are now in a championship window year with or without Vic Fangio, with or without Pat Shurmur? Sometimes the devil you know, right? You could bring a head coach in here and it could be a Vance Joseph 2.0. So there's a lot of uncertainties. There is a case that could be made that the Broncos could stand pat Shurmur 48 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's take a look at what we believe is on TV tonight, unless we get any last-second postponements or anything like that. And we'll finish up, at least on the Broncos-Chargers. One more game left. Let's just get through it together, shall we? Hey, remember the hashtag, we're all in this together? Yeah, we are in this one, unfortunately, together. We'll be right back.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jenny Kavanagh from AT&T Sports Tonight, your host for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to the whole show on KFKA. Fire up the South.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Great to be back in the saddle again with the hooligans throughout Northern Colorado, man. You guys are great. You make this show what it is. And yeah, we went Broncos heavy today. We're going to get into, I hope CSU Air Force tomorrow. We believe that game's going to happen. It's scheduled anyway. CSU going to be back at it after being off since like December 11th. They are still undefeated, and they haven't played in 3 weeks. And they've moved up like five spots. Hey, take it. They were 25. Now they're 20th, going up against Air Force tomorrow. Starting up, they're just now starting up their first. This is the first game in Mountain West play. Should have had a couple of games under the belt so far. All right, what's on tonight? You got Denver and Dallas squaring off. Denver, as far as NBA, the Nuggets still dealing with a lot of COVID issues right now. I mean, hell, Michael Malone didn't coach in that Rockets game. It was our guy, Popeye Jones. I want to try to see if we can get him on this week. So you got that one tonight. The Nuggets are 18-16. The Mavs sitting at 18-18. Nuggets are on a three-game winning streak. Let's see if they can go out and grab another one and get it to four. Keep rolling. Crack that 20 code. Also tonight, rescheduled. This was a rescheduled game after Colorado and Oregon was postponed. They are set to go at 8 o'clock tonight. The Buffs are 9-3 going up against the Oregon Ducks, who, hey, that's a good team. That's a good team. So we got that. Those two games tonight. I'm interested in both of these games. I don't know. I think the Ducks are like 7-point favorites in this. I'm probably going to be paying attention more to the Mavs and the Nuggets game tonight. See if the Nuggets can somehow find a way get that 19th W. All right, wrapping up the conversation from today. A lot of Broncos, as we mentioned. But you know what? This is where we are yet again. You're not going to the playoffs. You're going to have another losing season. And, you know, you're looking at it going, man, the Raiders fired their coach with Gruden, and they have a shot to get in. Or they, whatever their coach, whatever the hell that was. They could get in the playoffs. Denver sits on the outside looking in yet again. Something's got to change. After listening to our Broncos insider, I don't know, man. I just don't believe that it's going to. That's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.